When Jimmy Carter left the White House in 1981, he returned to his home state of Georgia as a defeated politician, unable to win a second term in office. Like most former presidents, he planned to focus his efforts on a presidential library. With his wife, Rosalynn, they also formed an idea to create a place to resolve international disputes, modeled after the Camp David presidential retreat.
I envisioned it to be a tiny thing, where I would have an office and some nice buildings in Atlanta.
That tiny thing evolved into the Carter Center, now known throughout the world for promoting peace, monitoring elections, and fighting disease. President Carter talks about the last 25 years of the Atlanta, Georgia-based Carter Center in his 24th published work, Beyond the White House.
We go where people don't want to go, or where the disease is relatively unknown, or where the trouble is too difficult, or failure is likely. And so that's taken us, as I say, into 71 nations now.
In his interview with VOA, Mr. Carter said he feels able to do more good throughout the world without the constraints that come with a political office. He has earned a reputation for fairness and honesty among world leaders, qualities that serve him best when called to monitor troubled elections. But he has also earned a reputation among a larger, and to him, a more important group.
We are brothers and sisters and
the world's poor. The former president and first lady often travel to remote areas of the world where they try to educate villagers and stop crippling illnesses. A large part of the Carter Center's current efforts, particularly in Africa, focus on providing treatment for diseases that many in the developed world know little about.
That's about three-fourths of our total budget now, is just dealing with diseases that are unknown in the rich world. In fact, most of our diseases are officially declared by the World Health Organization to be neglected diseases.
They include the eye disease trachoma, parasitic river blindness, and guinea worm disease. The World Health Organization says guinea worm disease could be eradicated within 2 years. If successful, it would be only the second time in history a disease has been wiped from the planet.
But it would be another demonstration that a disease can be completely eradicated from the face of the earth once and for all. So that's a big challenge for us, which we'll meet.
Mr. Carter is 83 years old, but he is still in good health, travels widely, and shows little sign of slowing down. He is widely praised for his work, but he is quick to give credit to the Carter Center's medical staff and volunteers. They number in the tens of thousands and work in some of the poorest and most remote points on the planet. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, New York.